Good day to you all and welcome to this program. My name is Ashok Malu and today we'll be talking about leprosy, one of the world's oldest diseases, which recently was the subject of a lunchtime seminar at WHO headquarters in Geneva. Leprosy, as we know it today, is rare and its diagnosis and treatment easy. Most countries in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, where the disease is still endemic, have now integrated leprosy services into existing general health services. Yet, leprosy continues to affect an estimated 500,000 people, especially the poorest of the poor, in underserved and marginalized communities. Why then is the disease so elusive? One of the speakers at the lunchtime seminar, Dr. Sheikh Nourdine, former director of WHO Leprosy Elimination Program, says to be able to eliminate leprosy, we need a global approach with appropriate local solutions for each endemic country.
The deadlines may not be met, but the goal can be met even if there is a delay. In the case of leprosy elimination, which is attaining a level of prevalence below one case per 10,000 population. But for two or three countries, all the other countries have reached the goal. But at the same time, we would like to go even further down than one in 10,000 and reduce the disease further. And in this, some countries are slowing down a bit because of various local reasons specific to those countries. And these need to be addressed. But by and large, very large number of countries have done the job and are continue to do the job. Each country is specific in terms of its problems. Some in relation to decentralization problem, some in relation to applying technology, some in relation to accepting technology, some in relation to pressures from other groups, whatever it is. But we have to identify these countries and areas within these countries, look at all the problems, develop local solutions. We have a global approach, but at the same time, we need local solutions.
In his lecture, Dr. Nourdine described progress towards elimination of leprosy in the last 25 years as phenomenal, which he largely attributed to two factors. First, the development of multi-drug therapy and its implementation on a wide scale, and second, the commitment of leprosy-endemic countries in eliminating the disease as a public health problem as contained in the World Health Assembly Resolution of May 1991. Dr. Nourdine explained that the problem in achieving leprosy elimination in regions of some endemic countries depends largely on the availability of basic health care. He said new cases continue to be detected mainly from areas where multi-drug therapy has not been implemented. Dr. Nourdine said elimination of leprosy will take time because of its long incubation period. He also called for sustained interest, advocacy and political commitment at global, regional and national levels, and the need for the integration of leprosy work within the mainstream of general health services. The other speaker at the seminar, Professor Michael Warboys, Director, History of Medicine at the University of Manchester, England, gave a historical perspective relating to the prevention, control and treatment of leprosy.
It's one of the few diseases for which we have a term which kind of goes back 2,000 years. It has always been an enigmatic disease, a disease which is problematic from a medical perspective. It's always been uncertain. It was uncertain until relatively recently how it spread. Today it's known to be contagious, but it is feebly contagious. You have to be exposed to it for a very long time. Even in populations where it's now regarded as of high incidence, it's only 2-3% of the population. And historically, there was always a question about whether or not it was contagious or not. Did lepers need to be segregated? If so, for how long?
Professor Warboys went on to say that leprosy always posed a problem to the scientific community because the disease was almost always managed by missionaries and benevolent associations until the 20th century.
It's always been problematic for medicine. And when there was a major breakthrough, which was the development of sulfone drugs and dapsone in the 1940s, it wasn't long before dapsone-resistant bacilli began to be found. And the modern treatment of multiple drug therapies, which is successful and has reduced very rapidly, it's only really in the last 20 years that the actual medical side, the clinical side, the pathological, the bacteriology, has been settled. So it was a disease of great debate.
Professor Warboys said leprosy has been a difficult disease to map in terms of diagnosis, and because it almost always appeared to be localized in its incidence. However, history has now proved that with the right public policy and research, it is possible to eliminate leprosy.
It did, after all, decline in Europe from the Middle Ages. It was quite common in Norway at the end of the 19th century, and it's declined. And indeed, the recent WHO programme to eliminate the disease has actually met its target in overall terms. There still remain countries that are above the norm which it was expected. But it is a disease which is possible to control with the right technical methods, with the right infrastructure, with the right agencies involved, and with the social, political and economic commitment of governments and healthcare organisations.